Those are your people that you have been protecting and promoting. The peaceful protesters. Didn't Barack Obama a week ago say that the protesters were... I didn't watch his speech. But I know he said that they were some embodiment of progress or change or whatever the hopey changey stuff Obama says. These are your people. When people like myself, Aaron Barker, Mike Church, were saying the BLM Antifa, they're the foot soldiers of the radical left. Oh, they're just peaceful. They just want change. No. This is an opportunity to come after the middle class, to upset the balance. Guess what, Antifa? Guess what, Black Lives Matter? You guys have been ranting and raving pretty hard. You've been talking a pretty big game about revolution. We're here for the revolution. Fists in the air. Oh, I've been shot. Yeah, that's what happens in revolutions, buddy. That's why people like myself and others have been saying, you don't want to do this. You don't want to you don't want to play this game. You don't want to go down that road. But y'all kept talking. Y'all puffed out your chest. And to be fair, your Black Lives Matter Antifa loser was given cover. Legacy Press, who said, "Oh, I didn't see them ripping down. Remember when they were ripping down statues? Remember when they were doing that?" And the Legacy Press said, "Oh, they're not ripping down statues. What are you talking about? They're only ripping down Confederate statues." And then it was, "Well, it's just peaceful protests. They start out peacefully, and then they devolve into chaos, as if the initial act somehow wipes away the eventuality." Right, the ending. Well, they started peaceful. That doesn't matter. But we got rid of the Washington Redskins name. We ripped down Columbus statues. We ripped down these things. We've changed. We got rid of Aunt Jemima. There's no more Uncle Ben's. Why are there fighting in the streets? Because there needs to be justice for Jeff Blake. Well, there's a second body camera that shows that he was actually fighting with police. They tried to tase him. And he still walked around to get a firearm. Or walked around to get into his vehicle. Right? But no. There's this continued push, there was this continued covering. Even today, besides the few Democrats, and there's this audio clip we have from CNN with Don Lemmings, where he's freaking out about the polls and how it's showing up in focus groups now. This is the future for us, folks. This is exactly what we're going to be looking at. Because the authority that the government has been teasing us about. Remember when Eric Fartwell, I'm sorry, Swalwell, was telling us, "Well, the government has nukes, so I don't know what you guys..." Where are the nukes, man? How come you haven't nuked Portland? How come you haven't nuked Kenosha, right? Where is this big bad military we've been told about? Oh, that's right. Trump's not a fascist, so he hasn't employed it. But society really has been a house of cards. Because the entire thing has been held together by everybody cooperating with the government. Consent of the governed, right? Kind of crazy. As soon as a small group of soy-infused losers decide to not follow The agreement, right? Some would say the social contract, which is ridiculous. The whole thing falls apart. Police don't know what to do. Which, they, you gotta give them credit. They went after the police. They froze them up. Now they're free to run wild. Of course, if you watch any video, anytime an Antifa Black Lives Matter person is attacked, what's the first thing they say? Call the police! He hit me, call the police! Where are the police? Once again, people like myself are going, huh? How's that work? Defund the police, except when I need them. That's the future. Is it the long-term future? I don't know. But I know for certain it's your future in the next 6 months. Regardless of President Trump. Because President Trump has shown that he will not send in the military for this. He's said it's on record. He's gone to the governor of Portland, the governor of Wisconsin. Just say the word, I'll send in the National Guard. No, 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 they're peaceful protesters. No, 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 they're people. Oh my gosh, people are getting shot. What do we do? Oh, these right wingers. This is right now it's become right wingers. There was a story in Politico. I just had to shake my head in disbelief that they wrote, there was this article, insiders tried to get the Trump administration to acknowledge right-wing terrorism, and he refused. I'm like, what about left-wing terrorism? It's always right-wing, 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 right-wing. I can't even say it. Right-wing, right-wing. What about black? Oh, no, they're like Mahatma Gandhi. They're not doing anything wrong. It's the white supremacists that are infiltrating it and starting the fires. You got to give Trump credit. And I think, Justin, if you're ready, let's play the sound bit, the audio clip from Don Lemming and I think Cuomo, where Don Lemming's like, stop the rioting because it may cost Trump the election, because that's all they care about.
I do think that this what you said, what's happening in Kenosha is a Rorschach test for the entire country. And I think this is a blind spot for Democrats. I think Democrats are ignoring this problem or hoping that it will go away. And it's not going to go away. And so, unless someone comes up with a solution over the next 73 days or 70, so however many days.
68 days.
68 days. So it's not going to, the problem is not going to be fixed by then. But what they can do, and I think maybe Joe Biden may be afraid to do it. I'm not sure. Maybe he won't. Maybe he is. He's got to address it. He's got to come out and talk about it. He's got to do a speech like Barack Obama did about race. He's got to come out and tell people that he is going to deal with the issue of police reform in this country. And that what's happening now is happening under Donald Trump's watch. And on Donald Trump's watch. And when he is the president, Kamala Harris is the vice president, then they will take care of this problem. But guess what? The rioting has to stop. Chris, as you know and I know, it's showing up in the polling.
Mm-hmm. Oh, no.
It's showing up in focus groups. It is the only thing, it is the only thing right now that is sticking. And the Democrats tonight stuck with that, right? And they also stuck with the theme that you said, the coronavirus. You got coronavirus and you have Kenosha.
Right? I like how Kenosha is a Rorschach. So Portland wasn't, Seattle wasn't, Denver isn't, Austin, none of these other things are a Rorschach. Now that it's showing up in the polling, now it's, we have to have Joe Biden give a speech. Why doesn't Joe Biden give a speech and tell us how has Vice President Joe Biden was able to quell Ferguson, Missouri? Because, oh yeah, that's right, this happened under Donald Trump's watch. Except, oh, that's right. Michael Brown killed a police officer and Ferguson burned to the ground while you gave speeches, Barack. So what is Joe Biden gonna do? Hey, stupid dog face, pony soldier pig. You know, vote for me or you're not black, and stop doing the looting. Be like the white kids and don't do the looting, right? What's he gonna do? Yeah, bring out Kamala Harris. She's ready to take a SWAT team to everybody. She won't even arrest you. She'll just gun people down the streets and call, you know, you want to see police empowered? Put Kamala Harris in charge of it. But do you see how they react? Oh, well, Kenosha's bad because it's sticking to us. So we got to stop it. Not stop it because innocent people are dying and businesses are burning and everything that people have worked for are gone. And that people's simple peace of mind has been destroyed. No, do it because it hurts us politically. Because that's all it's about. It's all about the bad orange, man. And no speech, quote unquote, from Joe Biden will fix that. It's laughable.